It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting this morning from Kansas City, Missouri, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's an aspect of the job I thoroughly enjoy. I'm going to be very honest with you. Back in the days when I was forced to be in a studio day after day after day, I was not happy. I love the opportunity to be out on farms visiting with you folks. And one thing I hear from you is that you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your farm wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they're willing to lend a hand with their products ranging from JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils, to JT6 greases, to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid. Their legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and maybe take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. Well, have you seen the list of the retailers that may not survive this year? Of course, it is highly speculative, and no one really knows. But the Motley Fool says as the retail decline is in its ninth year, certain companies may not make it. And the names at the top of the Motley Fool list have been around a while. Sears Holdings, JCPenney, Office Depot, Barnes & Noble, those are among the companies on the list. From this week in agribusiness, I cannot recall a time when I have seen respected farm market analysts so diametrically opposed in their views of the market. Some are saying about this trade war with China and their tariffs on our soy imports that the Chinese have such a ravenous demand for soy that they'll still be buying our beans in great quantity. They have to. The feeling is that even if those beans are transshipped through some other nation, that China will need the soy, and their purchases will draw down the global supply. But longtime market analyst Jerry Gulke, who heads up the Gulke Group in Chicago, says, "Don't you believe it?" Jerry says a lot of analysts were drinking the Kool-Aid, as he put it, that China would have to buy from the U.S., and a lot of producers were drinking it with them. So Gulke says, it matters not who is right, but the ship has sailed, as he put it, and farmers need to drink the same potion in hopes that, eventually, the U.S. will make nice, in his words, and that China will return. Let's hope so, he added. Jerry Gulke will be on our television program This Week in Agribusiness this coming weekend. Now, this might be something that appeals to you if you have the skills and you like being where the action is. Sturgis, South Dakota ambulance service officials are looking for volunteers to fill a first aid tent. For the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, the tent is a way for volunteers to work alongside professionals to help with minor injuries that need to be treated but don't necessarily need a hospital visit. The American Red Cross in Rapid City has opted out this year. They say it doesn't make sense for them. That Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is August 3rd through the 12th. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.